हे कृष्ण
नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द 9th वर्स ऑफ उपदेशामृत वैकुंठ जनितो वरा मधुपुरी तत्रापि रासोत्सवात् वृंदारण्यमुदार पाणि रमणात् तत्रापि गोवर्धनम् राधाकुंडमिहापि गोकुलपते प्रेमामृता प्लावनात् कुर्यादस्य विराजतो गिरितटे सीमां विवेकीनकः. सो వైకుంఠ జనితో వరా మధుపురి. సో వైకుంఠ మథురా ఇస్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ వైకుంఠ బికాస్ కృష్ణ టుక్ బర్త్ దేర్ అండ్ బెటర్ దాన్ మథురా ఇస్ వృందావన్ బికాస్ కృష్ణ పర్ఫార్మ్ రాసలీల దేర్ బెటర్ దాన్ వృందావన్ ఇస్ గోవర్ధన్ బికాస్ కృష్ణ పర్ఫార్మ్ మ్యాక్సిమమ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ దేర్ విత్ రాధారాణి అండ్ లెటర్స్ 9th లాంగ్ టైమ్ బ్యాక్ because 9th you check it will be there.
It's not downloading, maybe
you okay. I will send it to you again. And yeah, and Radhakund, which is situated at the foothills of Govardhan, it is superior even to Govardhan because it is overflowing with liquid love of Krishna for Radharani. And who is that intelligent person who will not be willing to serve Radhakund? Such an exalted place like that. So in that we had already discussed commentary by Srila Radharaman Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And now we were discussing Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj commentary on this. And in that, one of the topics that he discusses is Vaikuntha is to be eliminated. What does it mean? The land of dedication begins from Vaikuntha and ends in Vrindavan. So, the land of dedication begins with Vaikuntha, ends in Vrindavan. In between is land of neutrality, which is Brahma Jyoti. Then below that is land of selfishness, which is the material world. So, there is land of selfishness, land of neutrality and land of dedication. That land of dedication also there is gradations. That is described through the journey of Gopakumar that we saw. Vaikuntha is calculative and Vrindavan is spontaneous and irresistible. Raghunath Das Goswami says that if we have too much attraction for the laws of Vaidhi Bhakti and Shastric rules, we will be thrown down into the Paravyoma to Vaikuntha. Thrown down, as if thrown down to hell.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So, it is all because we are discussing this after we discussed about.
Yeah, because everyone talks about Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti only. And,
correct. But ultimately, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti should eventually become Raganuga Bhakti. So at the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, one should reject one's attraction for Vaikuntha. Api tyaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim ito vyoma nayanim. So in the third verse of Manasiksha, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says of the various obstacles that one has to overcome. Asadvarta Veshya Visrijamati Sarvasva Harani Kata Mukti Vyagvya Na Kuru Sarvatma Gilani Apityaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyoma Nayani. He says three obstacles he mentions of progressing in bhakti. First he says is Prajalpa. What is that? Asad Varta Veshya విసృజమతి సర్వస్వ హరణి. సో గివ్ అప్ దిస్ డిజైర్ టు స్పీక్ ప్రజల్ప మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ టాపిక్స్ విచ్ విల్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ అ ప్రాస్టిట్యూట్ విచ్ క్యాన్ టేక్ అవే ఎవ్రీథింగ్. కథా ముక్తి వ్యాఘ్ర న కురు కిల సర్వాత్మ గిలని. అండ్ డోంట్ టాక్ అబౌట్ లిబరేషన్, హౌ ఐ కెన్ ఎస్కేప్ ద సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ టాపిక్ విల్ కిల్ ది వెరీ పొటెన్షియల్ ఆఫ్ ద సోల్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ ద థర్డ్ థింగ్ హి సేస్, అపి త్యక్త్వా లక్ష్మీపతి రతిం ఇతో వ్యోమనయని. గివ్ అప్ లక్ష్మీపతి రతి, అట్రాక్షన్ ఫర్ లక్ష్మీపతి నారాయణ్. వై? బికాస్ యూ విల్ ల్యాండ్ అప్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ.
We don't have at least, but Shri Vaishnavites and others have, like,
this is a book for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That is why in the beginning only he says Gurau Koshte Goshtalayishu Sujani Bhusuragani Swamantre Srinamni. So Raghunath Das Goswami says that if we have too much attraction for the laws of Vaidhi Bhakti and Shastric rules, we will be thrown down into the Paravyoma, to Vaikuntha. But we want to go to Vrindavan.
Similarly, they don't talk about Vrindavan much.
Yeah, because their attraction is for Vaikuntha. So, why Lakshmipati Rati is spoken about? Because what is the biggest obstacle to achieve the topmost goal? What is the biggest obstacle to achieve the topmost goal?
It's unclear what is topmost goal is.
That is one. The second best goal. Attraction to the second best thing.
Yeah.
So if you have attraction for the second best thing, then you will not be willing to try out the best. So therefore, they're telling, give up this Lakshmipati Rati.
This, yeah, it's too much.
Huh?
Yeah, in a way, it's demanding too much.
Yeah, but if you are willing, because what you get in return is 1,000 much, na? That's why he said, give up too much, you will get 1,000 much. Then we won't be able to keep up our position in Vrindavan, where everything is spontaneous. Which means if we are, he is not telling don't worship Lakshmipati. He just give up attachment to worshipping Lakshmipati. You can worship Lakshmipati, but your attachment should be to Vrajapati.
So similar hint we get in when Mahaprabhu asks Venkat Bhat about the Ras Lila first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Lakshmiji is not given entrance? Yeah. And all, he is talking in those terms. No, both are same. Both are same. Yeah. Talking like us.
Yeah.
Probably in our process, Lakshmiji doesn't come at all. Where we are exposed to Lakshmi.
That's why we do. That's why. That is the reason why. So, but when I spoke this, उस दिन याद है हमारा भागवतम क्लास इधर होता था. It used to happen in
beginning of lockdown.
राधा दामोदर लॉकडाउन का बिगिनिंग में. सो टाइम पे एक दिन गौरांग प्रभु लास्ट मिनट ही सेड आई कांट गिव क्लास. सो आई गेव क्लास ऑन मन शिक्षा. सो व्हेन आई स्पोक दिस अपि त्यक्त्वा लक्ष्मीपति मितो व्योमनयनी. Someone got really offended. Guess who?
Sri Sampradaya ka over there.
Kaun?
Shiva.
Shiva? Shiva is not from Sri Sampradaya. Our, what's his name? Kitchen.
Oh,
Pranavanand.
Don't tell me.
Pranavanand became very offended. Actually, how can you say like this?
Okay, of course.
Yeah, main thodi bol raha hu yaar. Raghunath Das Goswami bol
raha. Last question.
Yeah, I am also from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya.
I am not Sri Gaurachan Prabhu.
Sri Gaurachan.
After Lakshmi Bell one way she did tapasya and that minimizes her position, you know. We always
Hey, we don't want to minimize anyone, but the point is our Aradhya Dev is very fixed. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanes Taddhama Vrindavana. Ramya Kachid Upasana. It's not that, see, what to speak of disrespecting Lakshmi Narayan, we don't disrespect even the demigods. So why would we disrespect Lakshmi Narayan? We don't disrespect them, we don't minimize them, but we are very clear our object of worship is Radha Krishna.
Venkata could not answer, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not that there is no answer.
You understand?
Nay, if you go and discuss with some Sri Vaishnav, they will give us an answer. It's not that they don't have answer. Aisa nahi hai.
At least Venkata Bhatt, he just accepted.
Because Venkata Bhatt was in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, na? He was not arguing with an ordinary Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was discussing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was already captivated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So what is Sri Sampradaya that Lakshmi was not allowed to enter Asli?
They will have episode ka kuch aur explanation rahega in Sri Vaishnava explanation.
She was not allowed.
There must be some other explanation for it. Bona fide explanation which will not actually minimize Mother Lakshmi. Because ultimately Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are two kinds of worshippers, one who are comfortable with awe and reverence worship and one who is comfortable with spontaneous worship. He says those who are attracted to spontaneous worship, their highest form of highest object of worship is Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And for those who are inclined to on reverence worship, their highest object of worship is Lakshmi Narayan and Vaikuntha. So that is why Krishna Sama Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Pratishloke Pratishabde Nana Arthakai. In every word and in every syllable, Bhagavatam can reveal various meanings. So, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, that is the Paribhasha Sutra of Bhagavatam. You go and ask Sri Vaishnavites, they will not say that this is the Paribhasha Sutra of Bhagavatam. That is the beauty. And they will have a different explanation of Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, which is perfect. Which is in line with Vyakaran, which is in line with Nyaya, everything. That is the beauty. Because their faith has to be protected. Their attraction has to be nourished. Their goal has to be nourished.
But later you were specified.
Huh?
He remained a
He never told me. He told someone else and that someone else told me. I said, I am not surprised.
He used to personally worship Ananda.
Correct.
Chinnajir Swami. Close contact.
Agreed. Yeah, that is why I said, I am not surprised.
But he never spoke upfront.
He never spoke.
Aapko kuch bola nahi.
We don't share that kind of a relationship.
Aisa kya?
Now you don't go to the kitchen.
Oh.
Cooking
now? No. Now only fixed cooks are there. Only Anantraga Prabhu and Pranavana Prabhu they cook. Before Damodar Prabhu's era. Post Damodar Prabhu's era. No. So, then we won't be able to keep up our position in Vrindavan where everything is spontaneous. We won't be allowed to take our position in the land of freedom where spontaneous love is the queen and is regulating the whole thing. So therefore, he says that those who, in Bhakti Samsindhu also Rupa Goswami says, if you continue Vaidhisadhana Bhakti and if your Vaidhisadhana Bhakti never matures to Raganuga Bhakti because of taking Siksha from different Sampradayas, then you will attain Vaikuntha only. You will not attain Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah, Prabhupada was very clear, no? Like, we say Hare Krishna, no? We don't want to say Radhe Radhe like them and directly become immature.
No, no. Not that when Vaidhi Sadhakas become Raganuga Sadhakas, not that they will start telling Radhe Radhe. They will still say Hare Krishna.
It's very mature step.
Yeah. She will throw us down to Vaikuntha. Go there. Yes, it will throw us down to hell.
It's confusing.
Do your duty according to scripture.
You said this.
Bhaktivinoda mother.
That day, you will throw us. What strong words.
No, that time.
I cannot say that.
Talking about Manasiksha.
I was speaking about Manasiksha.
Anyone will get up and walk out.
I cannot say. थ्री संप्रदाय कोई बेटा है इधर ये जो जाके बोलेगा वो सबसे बड़ा मूर्ख है. नहीं बोलना चाहिए. बट दिस इज अ भागवतम क्लास इज एंड यू हैव टू सी योर ऑडियंस एंड देन स्पीक अकॉर्डिंगली. सो व्हेन ऑल आर ब्रह्मचारीज हू हैव डेडिकेटेड देयर लाइव्स टू
इवन समवन नॉट फ्रॉम श्री संप्रदाय. But he was little new.
You should not speak.
He will speak, we are fanatics. So, Lakshmi ko itna minima ye karte hai, Baba. Lakshmi ko itna condemn kar rahe hai.
No,
we don't.
No one should.
Externally, it appears that, you know.
That is why, na Prabhu, then it becomes, so it is not that when in Padma Puran, it says, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name, it is not faithful, faithless, black and white. Nahi hai. There is gradation of faith. Isliye uttam adhikari, kanishta adhikari, madhyam adhikari. To matlab, abhi kanishta adhikari ko madhyam adhikari ya uttam adhikari jo understand karne wala subject matter ko kanishta adhikari ko ab bolenge, wo bhi ninth offense hai. Uska adhikar aur uska पचन शक्ति को समझ के उसके हिसाब से उसको देना चाहिए. सो सो या लाइक दैट
वी से ऐश्वर्य भाव एंड दैट इज माधुर्य व्हिच इज वेरी सेल्फलेस कुछ है दैट मच इज एक्सेप्टेबल बट उसे एकदम
नहीं.
लक्ष्मी इज लाइक यू नो सो इन जनरल पब्लिक में थोड़ा
इसको नहीं 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 दैट इज
लक्ष्मी इज मोर पॉपुलर देन राधारानी.
नहीं उस इसलिए ये सब सब्जेक्ट मैटर
अपना इंडिया में अभी राधारानी और लक्ष्मी रखेगा.
दैट इज व्हाई
लक्ष्मी इज मोर पॉपुलर.
दैट इज व्हाई इन द नाइंथ वर्स ऑफ नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन वेयर वी हैव ऑलरेडी रीच द स्टेज ऑफ रागानुग के बाद इसके बारे में ही इज कमेंटिंग.
सो इन ब्रह्म संहिता लक्ष्मी देवी इज मेंशन राधारानी का कहीं आता है spoken because it's kind of summaries from demigods to topmost Goloka. It's talking.
Usme actually, if you see, it only externally it sounds like Lakshmi, but some of the verses actually, if you see Acharya's explanations, they indicate that it is this Radharani. Lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam. Vaikuntha mein sahasra Lakshmi hai kya? एक ही लक्ष्मी है. इज ओनली वन लक्ष्मी इन वैकुंठ. सो लक्ष्मी सहस्र किधर से आए तो वो लक्ष्मी कौन है? आचार्य से गोपीस
झाड़ू मार रहे.
मदर लक्ष्मी विल नॉट पिकअप अ झाड़ू एंड डू. शी विल सर्व बट शी हैज हर स्पेसिफिक सर्विसेज व्हिच शी विल डू. डू योर ड्यूटी अकॉर्डिंग टू स्क्रिप्चर. According to calculation created by grandeur, awe and reverence. Go there. Only the simple, plain, spontaneous, hearty service of the Lord reigns here in Vrindavan. And we are in the midst of that thing. Of course. See, these statements should be worshipped by us. We need not practice them right now. We don't have the qualification. But we should worship them. And we should have trust in the person who is speaking this. He is not an outright offender who is speaking this. इज एन आचार्य. सो वो ट्रस्ट चाहिए. तो मतलब आई एम नॉट एबल टू डाइजेस्ट इट बिकॉज आई एम नॉट एट दैट लेवल. बट ये हो बाह्य, ये हो बाह्य, ये हो बाह्य. अरे ये सब बाह्य है. मतलब आई मीन फॉर होम वी डू नॉट केयर फॉर एनी अदर थिंग. इट वॉज ओनली विथ रामानंद राय दैट ही स्पोक. बट ही डिड स्पीक विथ रामानंद राय एंड इट इज मेंशन इन चेतन चरितामृत. वी डू नॉट केयर फॉर एनी अदर थिंग ओनली फॉर द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ अवर लव. दैट इज अवर गाइड, दैट इज अवर शास्त्र, दैट इज एवरीथिंग. We do not know anything more and we do not want to know anything more. No necessity of any scriptural direction is found in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, everything is spontaneous love. There is no need for scriptures. That does not mean they don't follow scriptures. They spontaneously follow scriptures. And in fact, they became qualified to act in that way only because of initially following Vaidhi Bhakti according to scriptures. Vaidhi Bhakti will take you till Anartha Nivritti and Nishta. Fir Artha Pravritti predominantly happens through practice of Raganuga Bhakti in our line. My direction is Krishna. What law will come in between? A law will say, oh, you only did this much, so don't go this way. The law will say. But law is needed only when the person lacks spontaneity. When there is spontaneity, there is no need for law. When one is spontaneously law abiding, you need not tell him law. He will spontaneously follow law. What is this? I must give my whole heart as much as I can command to my Lord and to those that are running to serve him in that nature. There is no law, no scripture, no goodwill of the environment, of the society, so-called relatives, and also the ways that have been recommended by the Shastra. You should do this, you should not do that. There is nothing like that in Vrindavan. That may be in the case of worldly matters, but not in our dealings to Krishna.
Atheists will become very happy.
That is spontaneous. That is automatic. Therefore, Vaikuntha is to be eliminated and even Ayodhya and Dwaraka, which means from our deep-rooted attraction. Our deep-rooted attachment and attraction should be for Vrindavan. Elimination of the highest is going on cautiously and with reverence. Otherwise, itna so acre jameen hai, Vrindavan forest sab banaya, ek Dwaraka bana sakte the na? एक एक वैकुंठा बना सकते थे एटलीस्ट. एक ये लो ये द्वारका बोल के एक छोटा स्ट्रक्चर बना सकते थे. ऑलमोस्ट एवरी डे
इज वेरी अट्रैक्टिव.
या
द प्रोसेशन इज सो अट्रैक्टिव.
या
रंगनाथ वाज द टेक ना
जयदी राम.
नो दैट इज व्हाई ना प्रभु. Abhi,
I still remember.
Abhi,
so
now the point is, Abhi, मुझे अभी फीवर है. I am taking paracetamol. Is there anything wrong? No. He has jaundice. He should also take paracetamol. Is it right?
No.
No. I have fever. Medicine for me is. So we are not telling. So if I tell paracetamol is wrong, so is it a universal statement? Paracetamol is wrong for everyone? आपको जॉन्डिस है, आपका जो है, आपका जो मेडिसिन है वो खाओ. मुझे फीवर है, मैं पैरास्टामॉल खाऊंगा. मैं पैरास्टामॉल गलत है बोल के बोला, उसका एक कॉन्टेक्स्ट है. किसके लिए गलत है? जो उसको फीवर है उसके लिए गलत नहीं है. जिसको जॉन्डिस है, इसको टाइफाइड है, शायद टाइफाइड के लिए फिर भी पैरास्टामॉल. मे बी आई डोंट नो. पैरास्टामॉल इज
कॉमन एंटीपायरेटिक ना. एंटी इट जस्ट ब्रिंग्स डाउन द
फीवर.
इट्स कॉमन व्हेवर इट इज वेरी रिड्यूस एट
फाइन. या
इट इज ओनली फॉर
लाइक क्रोसिन. क्रोसिन पैरास्टामॉल सेम. पैरास्टामॉल इज द जेनेरिक वर्ड. क्रोसिन इज अ ट्रेड नेम.
या
So, I was thinking, why in Pune we have Balaji? Like, if
oh, that is also you don't know the story?
I know there's some which spontaneous
explosion. Some donor came and donated it. That's
donor,
all.
Yeah, donor is really that much.
He became a very. He was worshipping Balaji and he donated a lot that of land. Lakshmi, land, and everything. And he said that I want you to worship Balaji. So
only one condition, I will worship all and give
makes separate. Everything I will give you.
Make separate temple. That's right. Separate it is.
And, yeah. And he gave that Lakshmi also for.
Okay.
That is the reason. Yeah, not otherwise.
Then Sitaram Lakshman is quite common in
our. That is for attracting.
Prabhupada.
Not quite common. How many ISKCON temples have Sitaram Lakshman?
At least.
Juhu
has.
Juhu hai. Meera Road
mein. Par Sarthi has, no?
Meera Road mein nahi.
Nahi
hai.
Radha Par Sarthi has.
Ahmedabad
mein. Few temples have where naturally the people may have attraction for Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. But
yeah, be, because they cannot digest that again, same thing, no? They want like dharmic.
Yeah. So, to initial attraction, but main altar may be Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Main altar may already, side altar may only they have. Therefore, Vaikuntha is to be eliminated and even Ayodhya and Dwaraka. Elimination of the highest is going on cautiously and with reverence. You see, elimination. With caution and reverence. With caution and reverence. Not, eh, Jaja, why couldn't I get Hasani? Like when the gopis came, when Krishna left them in the middle of Rasleela, when the gopis came, Krishna took the form of Lord Narayan, he was standing there. Chaturbhuj form. So they came and offered obeisances. Om Namo Narayanaya. Where is Krishna? So with on reverence. But they didn't say, oh, Krishna nahi hai toh, Narayan hai, non-different hai, aisa nahi hai. So they asked Lord Narayan only, where is Krishna? And when he showed the sight, they thanked him and went. With caution and reverence. But they did not settle down for Lord Narayan. They left. What can I do? My fate is connected in Vrindavan. Literally. Arre, main kya karun abhi main? Mera abhi rishta ban gaya Vrindavan ke saath. My inner hankering is for that type of service. Please forgive me. My dear Lord Narayan, please forgive me. Raghunath Das Goswami says that when the inner attraction is coming towards Madhurya Rasa, he is reluctant to go there. Sakhyaya te mama namostu namostu nityam dasasya te mama rasostu rasostu satyam. So this is a book by Raghunath Das Goswami, Vilapa Kusumanjali. He writes, I continually offer my respects to your confidential service. My sincere inclination is to go towards the lower service. The attraction for the highest class, I am not fit for that. This should be our temperament. I shall try my best to stick with the Sakyaras. I am afraid that it may entice me. In a false way.
What does that mean?
See, simultaneously he thinks that I am not fit for Madhurya Ras. Of course, he is a Manjari only. Out of his natural humility, he thinks I am not fit for Madhurya Ras. But at the same time, he is afraid of the Sakya Ras because he is thinking, what then if I will get enticed by the Sakya Ras like that. So he thinks, oh, I am not, in our sense, we can think, oh, I am not qualified to worship Radha and Krishna. But I am afraid that if I continue to develop attachment to Lakshmi Narayan, then I may never be able to develop attraction for Radha and Krishna. So this is, you know, simultaneous coexistence of these two modes of humility, but at the same time, a reluctance to settle for the second best choice. I have no such great fortune in me, no ambition. Even in that world, no ambition. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. It is not an exaggeration. It is the real thing. We should find this sort of substance within us and then we are saved. So the coexistence of these two modes. I am not qualified for the highest. But I won't do the second highest because I may get attracted to that. Then I will lose the highest.
Interesting.
So this is the mode. You see, coexistence. There is no disrespect. We are in a good position. We must not think ourselves very high that we have already attained that spontaneous flow. In our position, we must try to give some respect. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bange. The Ragapata, the Raga Marg is our worshipable mark. I may not be qualified for it. I am not qualified for it. We worship it.
But in our there are people who are worshippers of Narsingandhi. So it is one sense,
yeah,
somewhere, you know, it is
in our sampradaya, if one is properly following the books of the Acharyas, Goswamis, worship of Narsingadev, the Goswamis say, we do worship Narsingadev because Narsingadev is the protector of our Vraja Bhakti.
Okay.
As the protector of our Vraja Bhakti, we worship Narsingadev.
Yes,
that is mentioned.
You see, Indradura Maharaj.
Yeah.
If he comes, you go and go to his room. His heart is overflowing for you.
Yeah, he recently told
Narsingadev, he just, the way he talks about.
Recently, disappearance of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he mentioned how Bhakti Siddhanta Sarthi Thakur had given to Gaudiya Puri Maharaj when
Narsingha Shaligram.
And mantra also.
Mantra.
Sanyas mantra.
So it's protecting our own aspirations.
Yeah.
So
this is, you know, in Manasiksha only, in this very same verse, I think it is either Shivaram Swami Maharaj or Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, in that purport, he writes that in ISKCON, we worship Narsingadev in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Narsingadev is that deity who protects one's Vraja Bhakti from obstacles. So like that.
So he was telling Bhakti Charu Maharaj was in close touch with Prabhupada's born brothers. And then Puri Maharaj told that, okay, you send one of your sannyasis, I would like to give him, which is personally given to me in the Bhakti Siddhanta.
So he sent
Indradharma
Maharaj. He didn't personally.
That's what he was telling. Humanly. Okay. So I was just hearing one, Maharaj is talking about some Brijwasi. There is one family there, no? Brijwasi, Gherman, Chiksholi. So he was talking about their mood, you know, when devotees come, they know they are willing to go out of the way, they don't care for them. Yes. Selfless service. So one says, this is Brajbhakti. So from that sense, just to have that type of a consciousness where you are really selfless, you don't have any other calculative, you know, I'll serve and I'll be recognized, I'll be appreciated.
No, that is not there. Even in the perfected Vaikuntha Bhaktas also, it is not there. Selflessness. Because selflessness is a symptom of bhava and prema.
Spiritual
world में selfishness किसे बोले? हाँ, वही बोल रहा
हूँ. तो वो mood नहीं होना चाहिए
ना? हाँ, वो mood उधर भी है. It is there in Vaikuntha also.
Selfless mood is there.
But that selfless mood is accompanied by a mood of awe reverence worship towards the object of love. But the same selfless mood in Vrindavan is accompanied by a more familiar mode of worship towards their object of love. Otherwise, mana shunyata, kshantir, avyarta kalatvam, these are symptoms of bhava. And bhava can be achieved through Vaidhi Bhakti or Raghunuga Bhakti. So, these symptoms are there in a perfected Vaikuntha Bhakta also, in a perfected Vrajavasi also.
There is a similar documentary made by this Devi Govind Maharaj, has inspired someone who was there. So ask him in a room like this.
I was just thinking about Devaki and Yashoda. So when Devaki saw Krishna in that 400 form, so she said, don't show this form. So what was her bhava?
She was not,
because
अगेन ना प्रभु, ये जो ऐश्वर्य अंड माधुर्य, माधुर्य नॉट इन द सेंस ऑफ माधुर्य रस बट स्वीट, ऑ एंड रेवरेंस एंड फेमिलियर वर्शिप, ये ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट नहीं है, देयर आर ग्रेडेशंस. सो कंपेयर्ड टू मदर यशोदा, देवकी हैज मोर ऑ एंड रेवरेंस, बट शी इज नॉट कंप्लीट ऑ एंड रेवरेंस ऑल्सो. She's not complete on her Vatsalya. Vatsalya is there. Yes. No, Mathura, no?
So, I don't know. The difference was, it seems, this is what I have one class between Yashoda and Devaki. Devaki got bewildered.
Hmm.
So, her Vatsalya
hmm.
got affected by that. So, she became very this.
Hmm.
But Yashoda, it didn't happen.
Hmm.
Even when Yashoda saw the role inwards in the mouth, she got for some time, Thura, but her Vatsalya didn't get affected.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Thura, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe the difference is.
Yeah. Short. There is some gradation there.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah. We should always keep that on our heads. We shall roam about in the Shastric area. But our gurus, our superiors, our aspiration should always be kept on our heads. Very nice point Maharaj makes here. We shall roam about in the Shastric area, which means we shall be in the Vaidisadhana Bhakti level, but our goal, aspiration and superiors should always be the Goswamis.
So this is makes sense. Otherwise someone to think that, oh, this my goal is just, you know, Raganuga, so anything which is to minimize it or thoda artificial, you know, I say to think that prematurely.
Yeah.
But someone has aspiration naturally because we keep Braj Bhakti as top. And yeah. We know that there is nothing more than that, you know, such selfless love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then someone who.
We don't disrespect. Disrespect is a sign of. That is. Immaturity. We don't disrespect.
Ours is the topmost. Are Shri Sampraday, they have not been given the topmost. We have been given the topmost.
Understanding to rehna chahiye. Wo understanding se pride nahi aata hai, bro. Pride rajogun se aata hai. Pride does not come from knowledge. Pride comes from Rajogun. When Rajogun is there, as soon as there is a reason for that Rajogun to come out, it will come out. So, when you quote a verse which others could not quote, when that Rajogun is there, it will manifest in the form of pride. When someone else quotes a verse which you could not quote, when that Rajogun is there, it will come in the form of envy. So, knowing that what you are practicing, you have been given the topmost practice, that knowledge will not lead to pride. Pride is due to Rajoguna. So, is it that, okay, if someone tells you what you have been given is not the topmost, it is the third topmost. First topmost has been given to Sri Vaishnava, second has been given to Madhvaish, only third has been given to you. So, which means what you will feel? Hey, why should I practice the third topmost? Let me aspire for the topmost. Topmost kiske liye bola? Sri Vaishnava bola na. To wo follow karta hun main.
Do they feel like that?
Anyone would want to feel like that, na bro? Who wants to practice
that? Who like to practice and something which
inferior?
Inferior path.
No, I remember like there's an incident. One devotee brought his father-in-law in a congregation program where Radha Gopinath was three plus. So he asked Radha Gopinath Guru that if next day, he saw that devotee very excited about his karma and philosophy, and he told if some other time he finds a better process than this, then is it okay if he goes there?
Yeah.
So Radha Gopinath Guru told this, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we are going for the best.
Yeah.
But till that he practices. So he was like no words.
Yeah. I mean, if tomorrow you find out there is a better process, what you should do? Well, practice. Otherwise, your attachment here is also sentimental.
So, Prabhupada's many disciples left to go to Narayan Maharaj and all. What was exactly the mood was? They were feeling that Prabhupada...
I don't know why they went through.
Many senior people, I mean quite senior people.
No, no.
Mainly they were in...
See, we cannot generalize. Maybe they did not get proper treatment from ISKCON.
In
members.
Prabhupada's time itself, they were touching, coming in touch with other ground members.
Yeah.
Prabhupada
see,
was stopping.
Stopping them. Because they could get confused. So, see, one thing could be they...
Prabhupada stopped them, so they felt Prabhupada...
From Prabhupada's time is
not giving up.
From Prabhupada's time itself, he was not telling, encouraging to associate with his ground brothers. And when he left, what is, of course, they mingled more and then more.
Is that, see, one could be like Tamal Krishna Maharaj went, Giriraj Maharaj went.
They went, yeah.
But why? They explain. Because they saw that we are not senior enough and we need live guidance. And because Narayan Maharaj was very close to Prabhupada, and he is also an almost like an exalted sannyas god brother of Prabhupada. So in that mood they went. With no malice. It's not that they were trying to minimize Prabhupada or anything. So like that also, with all sincerity, with eagerness, people went. Very simple heart. And some people were lulled by telling that Prabhupada did not give the highest. You know, I will give you the highest, like that.
When they went there, they start to... The ashrams there, so they were starting preaching ISKCON devotees. No? They started preaching. You know, they used to come and camp near Brother Gopinath Mandir. They would conduct program at Prem Puri ashram. The whole purpose was to.
It's a body of what center is.
Yeah,
no, bro. So now, usme bhi na, abhi hum usko hi blame karte rahenge na. Hamara kuch
baat karna
hai. Nahi. हम कभी कुछ सुधरेंगे नहीं क्योंकि when are we going to take responsibility. मैंने उनको संभाला नहीं इसलिए उनको उधर जाने का जरूरत पड़ा. You know, as ISKCON devotees, if we did not give them the right treatment, right friendships, no one leaves because of philosophy, very rare. People leave when they don't feel that kind of they don't feel at home. So otherwise we can keep on criticizing. When I was in Vrindavan, I gave Bhagavatam class at Krishna Balaram temple, and after that, out of nowhere, one question came like this. We see people after Guru Puja, till Guru Puja they will attend. After Guru Puja, 3/4 gayab ho jate hai, 1/4 only sit for Bhagavatam class. 3/4 kidhar jate hai? Maine socha ki theek hai, unka ghar jate honge, sabka apna apna seva rahega. Nahi, ohi time pe alag alag jagah pe alag Krishna katha chalta hai. Some Gaudiya mat, some non Gaudiya, some alag alag ye. So they go to hear from that because ISKCON ka unko ye nahi aa raha. So what do we have to do? So I don't know. I didn't know the background. I said, look, we can criticize them, but by criticizing them, they are not going to come back. And I told that most people don't leave not because of lack of philosophical conviction, but because lack of friendships. When they feel either from an equal level, they don't feel a nourishing friendship, or from a higher level, they lack that trust. Huh? They are not able to trust their superior. We may say again, it's a trustless fellow. We can say like that. Or we can say, oh, what did I do to act in an untrustworthy way that he is not able to trust me? So that way we can improve. So how are we going to handle this? The fact is that people are going. By criticizing them, are you going to get them back? Rather, by introspecting, you can try to find out, what did I do or not do that he lost trust in me? That he is going there. So, yes, it is true. History is the proof that many people went to Narayan Maharaj here, there, there, there. But the point is, yes, what they did is not right. But what we did could also be wrong. Something we didn't do right, we lost the trust of those people. So they went. They didn't lose trust in Prabhupada because they left after Prabhupada went, after Prabhupada left. Maybe after Prabhupada left, we could not inspire that trust in them.
There are many
bad experiences.
We can raise this question to Aishwarya.
Yeah, what he has to say. Today's class was
very nice. Really good. Okay.
Because this goes in GBC level. What are we doing to keep people?
No, this is all individual. See, everything institution need not do. Institution is made of individual. You and me have responsibilities. How I deal with you, if I keep on pulling your leg like this, like I have been doing for the last 10 years, then if you leave ISKCON, I am responsible. But still, you have such trust in Prabhupada that despite my irritation, you are staying. But if you leave sometime, I am responsible. I am at least part of it responsible. I cannot criticize you. See this RMGP, he left ISKCON and he is camping out in Gaudiya Math now. I cannot say like that. I can say. But I should also take some responsibility for it. See, organized chordo, everything need not be organized. Let individuals take responsibility. So for, should my relationship with you also organized by the institution?
You know that one person from IIT joined Brahmachari Ashram those days, Gauranga Prabhupada Kali.
Yeah.
So,
Swami Gauranga Paul.
I know it. So you think that we could not retain him because we didn't take care of him?
No, you cannot generalize every case.
Yeah. So when it was not like he himself, Kapoorji made some books for book distribution. He used to design his own, you know, whatever, he will come out with small books, such as innovative ideas. Some of the things he was told, no, you can't do that. I saw. So he felt, I'm not allowed to do it. So then one fine day we hear that he has gone and immediately within years he took sannyas.
Nayan Ranjan. We cannot generalize, but the point is that
I know it's difficult.
We cannot start every problem solving with this. We have to start the problem solving with this, and then if everything is cleared, then we can see, you know, what could be wrong in that side.
Mataji went to Maharaj and Maharaj, I feel that, you know, no one cares for me. I don't feel loved. So Maharaj said, how much do you love others?
Yeah.
If you really love others, you may not feel like that. Because you don't love others, you are only expecting that people should. So then you are feeling nothing.
Yeah.
It, you are not respected. You are neglected. You are poor. What is this?
Yeah.
So he said, he gave only one line answer. How much do you want? How much do you want? Oof. So, kya reply dega? Maharaj aisa pucha, how much do you want? But we never taught like that. The honest truth is, no, I also don't. I don't have that feelings. But as far as me, I want it. I want it.
Actually, this is a very common feeling. Even in ashram, sometimes people talk about, no one loves you, no one loves you. Point is here, why should people love you? What have you done? What have you sacrificed to warrant that love? You have not done, you are not willing to sacrifice even 1 minute of your time even one grain of the rice in your plate to anyone, and you have the audacity to tell that no one loves me. Why should people love you? What have you done to earn that love? Every relationship involves some kind of sacrifice. You are not sacrificed. We are not willing to sacrifice anything. Why should people love you?
Yes, true, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
I am not in such a big position, so I must show some respect for the Shastra.
You are the profound.
No, it's not.
No more discussion. You can stop the class now.
Otherwise, if we think that whatever we do in the name of Krishna is all right, then we will go to hell. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bange. We must retain our connection with the Shastric society as far as possible, and we will always give appreciation, reverence and love for the higher area. So, respect the Raga Marga, practice Vidhi Marga. Your aspiration should be...
That is nice statement, Just to think about rejecting because of that statement, that must be at that level.
Even at Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti level, our attachment is to worship Radha and Krishna only. Even at Vaidhi Sadhana.
It is a Radha Krishna.
Why bol raha? Vaidhi Sadhana hai.
Katha is Radha Krishna.
That is the point.
Mantra is Radha Krishna.
That is the point. We ourselves may not put that into practice, but our appreciation should always be towards that which is beyond the law. Krishna is above law. Krishna and Krishna's devotee are above the law. But we are not yet in that category. That should be our general temperament. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. In this way, development in the theistic area has been shown to us. And we are fortunate enough that we can appreciate in our gradual progression these things given by Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatam and the Goswami Shastra. Okay, in 2 minutes we'll complete the commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Padeshamrit Bhasha. Vaikuntha haite sreshta Mathura Nagari, Janmala Bilayata Krishna Chandra Hari. The town of Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha, since this is where the moon-like Shri Krishna Hari appeared. Mathura haite sreshta Vrindavana Dham, Yata Sadi Ache Hari Rasotsava Kam. Greater than Mathura is Shri Vrindavan Dham, because it is there that Hari held his Rasa festival. Vrindavane haite sreshta Govardhana Shaila, Giridhari Gandharvika Yata Krida Kaila. Superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, where Giridhari and Gandharvika perform their playful pastimes. Govardhana haite sreshta Radha Kunda Tata, Premamrite Basaila Gokula Lampata. Higher than Govardhan is the bank of Radha Kund, where that divine debauchee of Gokula has released a flood of nectarian bliss. Govardhana Giri Tata Radha Kunda Chadi Anyatra Ye Kare Neja Kunja Pushpa Bridi. It should be body. Which person would make a kunja or flower garden anywhere else other than Radha Kund at the foot of Giri Govardhan? Nirbodha Taha Rasa Makeha Nahiyara Kundatira Sarvottama Stana Premadhara. Surely such a fool cannot be found, since the banks of Sri Radha Kund are the very foundation of Prema. Okay, so that brings us to the end of 9th verse. So tomorrow we will start 10th verse.
Hare Krishna.
Maybe Tuesday, Wednesday 10th and Thursday, Friday 11th maybe. Hopefully this week if we can complete NOI, from next week we will start. Unspoken obstacles on the path of devotional service.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Such a steady.
You are keeping us.
Very nice.